Track 14, The Last Word. Here is Neil Haverson again, and he's a bit ticked off.
I've spoken before about my annoyance that buzzwords creep into the English language. Most of them emanate from political speak. There appears to be a dictionary that MPs refer to when they want to justify or condemn policies. I was disappointed the other day to see one used by a journalist in a national newspaper. He was reporting on some new statistics and wrote that they were ticking up. Later in the article, he referred to there being an uptick. For goodness sake, what's wrong with using the word increase? Imagine me coming in from the Shady Pines vegetable plot and announcing to Mrs. H, there's an uptick in the number of runner beans this year, and the tomatoes on the vine are ticking up. I suspect she would lead me to the day room and suggest I lie down for a while. The Pines veggie plot is somewhere on the estate I can go and remain largely undisturbed. We usually park the car adjacent to it, and Mrs. H's main involvement is when we arrive home. She alights from the car and casts a critical eye over my horticultural efforts. You need to plant some more carrots. We eat a lot of them. And the lettuce look a bit sad. They need more water. In fact, the veg have done reasonably well this year, considering the dry weather. This is mainly due to my Herculean efforts with the watering can. It takes 3 to 4 cans to give the plants or seeds a drink. Lugging it from butt to plot is tedious. But again, it is time when I am out of reach, so not conscripted into any chores. I have 2 roses from the watering can, one fine for targeted watering and one that dispenses large amounts. I have to be careful with that one, or water goes all over the place and not on the plants, but it does speed things up a bit. Occasionally a howl of frustration can be heard from among the parsnips. I haven't put the rose on securely. It comes off and valuable water floods all over the place. Over the years, I've invested in water butts and now have 3. They stand together with linked with pipes and they look like chubby humans being about to break into some country dancing. While I really appreciate having them, it saves on tap water, there are times when my howls of frustration can be heard echoing around the Shady Pines estate. As the water levels get lower, it takes longer to fill the watering can. Sometimes I leave it running and go off and pull out a few weeds while I'm waiting. I get involved and forget about it, suddenly realising it is overflowing. And then the water level falls below the tap and nothing comes out. I can see priceless water in the bottom of the butt. It can't be wasted, so I launch into a clumsy ritual to get it out. I disconnect it from its mates and get a bucket before grappling with the cumbersome thing to decant the remaining water into the bucket. This is difficult because of the shape of the butt. There's nothing to grip, so I have somehow to hug it. However, I eventually get most of it into the bucket. But the irritation doesn't stop there. All sorts of grit and grot are settled in the bottom of the butt and are now in the bucket. So when I transfer the water from the bucket to the can, the grot goes with it. The knock-on effect is that when I attempt to water the plants, the rose becomes clogged with grit, so the flow is reduced to a dribble. Mind you, my howls turn to those of delight when there is a good steady rain. I know for my butts there will be, well, an uptick in the water level.
Thank you, Neil. We've had plenty of rain in the last few days, so I assume everything is now tickety-boo in your garden. Or should I say up-tickety-boo?